Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. Now let's continue to join the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast.
The anointing, get over them, get on them, in the name of Jesus. And when your hand is laid on them, let the anointing come forth and heal, heal, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, lay your hand on yourself right now. I bind every affliction. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I have the authority given unto me by the Lord Jesus to bind anything on this earth, and it shall be bound in heaven. I bind you, affliction. I crush you at the root. The blood of Jesus on you. In the name of Jesus. God, hear the groan. Hear the groan, Lord. God, touch. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Touch. Oh, God, heal. Touch the afflictions. Heal the bodies. Any disease, heal. We're asking you, God, we asked you earlier to take over this line and heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind anybody and anything, God, that comes against you. In the name of Jesus, we believe your word, and we trust your word. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for everything that you're doing right now and for what you've done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. God bless all of you. I'm out of time this morning. We are out of time. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. And every affliction, just remember that you have a right to bind them on this earth. That's, I think, I'm going to go out. Thank you, Jesus. Binding any affliction on the line. Amen. Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you.
We call to take this authority. We say some pretty strong things. I've got some things that are going to do wonders for you on the line here. Wonders for you. Amen. I want you... thank you, Jesus. I want you to know that the word does say in Luke 16:19, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on this earth, my God, the Lord said, shall be loose in heaven. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And his word cannot. His word cannot. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Go ahead and pray. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Right? Ooh. I want y'all to loose these and bind these things, first of all. Amen. This is pretty strong, but I'm talking about the enemy. You can't use little small, cute stuff on the enemy. So repeat after me. Amen. Repeat this after me. This is binding. In the name of Jesus, I bind the power of Satan over me and my family. Say it. In the name of Jesus. And say this, and every time affliction demons try to afflict me or my family. Lord, I ask that you, in the name of Jesus. You in the name of Jesus.
I ask for you in the name of Jesus.
And in the spirit realm, let the blood of Jesus get on the enemy's hands.
Let the blood of Jesus get on the enemy's hands.
You better pray this prayer, because every time the enemy tries to touch you, you want the blood of Jesus to get on his hands. Amen. Now pray this prayer. Bind this. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say that. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Every time the enemy opens his mouth to speak against me.
Every time the enemy opens his mouth to speak against me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind it. And I ask that you let the blood of Jesus get in his mouth.
Get in his mouth.
He must have a mouth. He's talking to you sometimes. Y'all remember to ask, let the blood of Jesus get all in his mouth. Trying to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
And come on, bind this. And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every time the enemy tries to touch me.
Every time the enemy tries to touch me.
I bind it and I ask that the oil of the anointing get on his hands. I bind it and I ask that the oil of the anointing get on his hands. Amen. Amen. My God, that's some strong stuff. Now bind this. Every time any tongue of the enemy tries to rise up against me in judgment. This is the word. Every time any tongue of the enemy. Come on. Try to rise up against me in judgment. In the name of Jesus.
I bind it.
And I ask that it be condemned. That's the word.
Jesus' name.
Remember that? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Y'all remember that? And every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn. All right?
Yes,
sir.
All
right. I'm just reminding y'all of that. But now do this one. Say, and Lord, every time the devil speaks, against me or my family, please help me to recognize his voice.
Please help me recognize his voice.
And in the name of Jesus, bind him on earth.
In the name of Jesus, bind him.
Because he sure enough would be bound in heaven. Amen. God bless you. I can go on, but that's powerful right there. And anybody who wants these things to happen to you, you want God to bind the tongue of the devil. You want God to bind his hand upon you. You want God to bind anything he's trying to do to you. I want you, if you believe that he said, whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven, yeah. If you believe that and you want those things to come to pass, say, I receive it, and then start giving God praise. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Every time the enemy tries to speak against you, amen, he's bound. Amen. My God. This is some stuff that will get you a blessing in your life. The blood of Jesus will get all over them. Amen. If the blood of Jesus in the spirit realm gets over you, it will convict you of your sins in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God. That's just a few of these binds that God gave me. Amen. He gave me about, oh, my God. I think it's about 42 or 45 binds. And then he gave me leases. I think it's about 176 now leases. Amen. I may take a whole program one day and just start binding and loosing, because it would take us a while to get through 176 leases like that. But they're wonderful things that you can loose. Amen. And it just starts out by, in the name of Jesus, I loose healing in my body. That's the first one, healing in my body. And there are 175 more. Oh, my God. That's going to be in the Ambassador and Ambassador-Elect Handbook. That alone got me shouting praises. Amen. Amen. Let me give you just one more from this loose. Amen. In the book. In the name of Jesus, I lose more faith rising up in me. More faith rising up in me. Oh.
In the name of Jesus, I lose more faith that rise up in me.
Y'all do realize that the book says if you have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak into the mountain and the mountain will move. That's Matthew 17:20. And then 21 and 20, the same book, Matthew, says if you have the faith and doubt not, you can speak unto the mountain, just like a fig tree, first of all, and it dries up, and then you can speak to the mountain, and the mountain will be cast into the midst of the sea, if you got that kind of faith. I got that kind of faith. Amen. Amen. God bless y'all. I've held you long enough today. Amen. The Lord loves you, and thank you for staying on here with me. Amen. I consider y'all my great, great, great company. And I thank God for you. May you have a wonderful day. Lord, bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless them going out. And I receive those things myself, too. And bless them coming in. Bless their family. Bless their homes. Bless their finances. Bless their money. Bless their health. And bless their strength. Bless them when they walk and when they talk. Bless their eyes, ears, legs. That lower back area, everywhere. In the name of Jesus, I pray, thank God, and I receive it. Amen. God bless you.
If you receive it,
if you receive it, say, I receive it.
Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful day. Amen. Y'all are just here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We got something special for you tomorrow, so we'll meet you tomorrow on the line. Bring a guest tomorrow if you want to bring in a special guest. Amen.
Youth prayer line tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank y'all. 7:00. Let's be on the youth prayer line tonight. I know they got a Sister Gina Hodges, Ambassador Hodges, has a wonderful subject for us tonight. She's been doing tremendous. So we We want to be on there tonight at 7 o'clock. Then you dial the same number, amen, and then the blog line at 9 o'clock. That's a different number. If you have a pen, I'll give it to you. The blog line, excuse me, is 646-595-2035. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Have a wonderful day.
I receive it.
Amen. I receive that myself. And y'all are catching that. Y'all are catching that. Thank God. Amen. Whenever I start saying those wonderful prayer requests over you, receive them. Don't let them just go by you. Don't let them fall down to the ground. Catch them and say, I receive that, Lord. I receive it. And it goes the same whenever you loose, shall be loosed on heaven. Whenever you bind, you'll be bound in heaven. Receive these things, and God will let them happen to you. Amen. I'm saying them over you every day, every day. And we loose it and we bind it. And when I loose something on you, just at the end of the year, look at all the things that have been loosed on you, all the good things, and see what God does for you. I don't believe that we can loose these things on you every day and God not start letting these things happen for you. Amen.
Right.
You'll be looking back and saying, my soul looks back and wonders how I got over. I'm over. Because these things were loosed on my life, loosed on my family, on my children, on everything. Thank God. Just every day. Get up loosing these things on you. You let them get in your heart. See, I discovered that people who don't want to receive, they block the reception antennas on their hearts. They won't receive because they block it. And the Lord's not going to push his way and make people receive anything he's got for them. He's not going to, that's not his nature. Anytime you have, excuse me, you hear a power trying to push and make you take this, no. God wants to know those who want to be blessed. And if you don't want to receive it, he'll pass over you and go to somebody who wants his blessings. Amen. Like the devil closes his ears. That's how you know you got, if there's a demon working with somebody, that's how you know they don't want to hear nothing. Because that's the trait of the devil. What happens in little kids? When little kids don't want to hear nothing, they close their ears. And if you don't teach them right and spank their little behinds, they'll keep on doing that kind of stuff. And they'll never grow because they ain't never heard nothing. And the devil made them do it. Now, God doesn't do that kind of thing. God wants you to hear the truth so you can grow. That's why he wants his people to go up, 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 up. He wants you to grow. And the devil, demons make you do that kind of stuff. Close your mind off. You don't want to hear nothing. Demons make you do that because they got a grip on you and they don't want you to lose. They don't want to lose their grip on you. That's why they do that. Because they're scared of prayer and they're scared of praise. Because they got kicked out of heaven before because of it. And so they figure the only way to keep you is to try to keep you from hearing what you should hear. So they have you do like little children. Close your ears. Don't hear it. Don't hear it. Close your mind up. Amen. And God cannot. That's why he couldn't do great works in his hometown, because their minds were closed for him. The devil had spoken to people in the city and said, that's just Mary born. That's Joseph's son. Don't listen to him. And they didn't. And the Bible says no great miracles were done in that city because they didn't have faith or they didn't receive Jesus. He wasn't able to do great works in the city because their mind, that was witchcraft again, yeah, in his hometown. Controlling their minds, trying to get them not to listen to the man of God, Jesus. It was witchcraft. Trying to keep them from hearing the truth. All right. God bless you. Amen. Flesh and blood had not revealed these things unto me, but it was the Spirit of the Lord that revealed it. Hope you receive it. Remember that the enemy doesn't want you to hear it. He doesn't want you to hear this kind of stuff because he loses his grip. And when he loses his grip, that means God can bless you like you've never seen in 2016. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I'm out.
You have a wonderful day, too.
Thank you. Ambassador-elect Darden, if you're on the line, I need to speak with you. Give me a call. Thank you.